pick your Bibles. So remember what we studied yesterday, right? Remember? So yesterday we talked about the fact that Jesus is the destination of God for man, that and that cannot be successfully replaced with anything else. Amen? So now, there's something I forgot to mention yesterday, and that's where I will start today. Now, there is this type of, because now, contentment must be defined, okay? I have to define for you what contentment is. Because some go to the extreme of thinking they are not worthy of the good things of life. That's the point. Some people think they go to the extent of like don't worry, anything, like this is where they put it, that anything that happens to me, that is my lot. I beg you. That means you are subscribing to time and chance. There's a difference between time and chance declaring his own will over humanity and you saying, I am accepting. You don't always have to accept, not even always, you don't have to accept negativities. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, and especially, have you observed that especially this is common to in Islam, for instance, like, and funny enough, not to all Islam, like I can call it a sect, not just a sect. They feel like whatever happens to them is amour alone. Like amour alone means God's making. That is God's ordained. That means if I'm not rich, it's God that does not want me to be rich. Therefore, I succumb myself to that type of to that predicament. Are you with me? That is not what I'm teaching you yesterday. It's different. Because you know, they call themselves slaves of God, right? That we are slaves of God. So that one is called forceful contentment. False, not false. False, F-O-R-C-E. That is forceful contentment. That means you are forced to be content. That is not what we are preaching. Because at the end of the day, you can see that they are not only slaves of their God in quotes, they are also slaves of the rich. Are you with me? That means they will now be forced to see anyone. Now, I've taught something in this church that you are not, you must always value yourself. That you are not, that the fact that maybe financially you are sitting somewhere does not mean that you have to bow to anybody that has money. Are you with me? So, but in the other sects, it's different. Like, they have this type of forceful contentment that they even become slaves to the rich. That is not what I am telling you. That you don't have something does not mean you don't deserve it. Amen? That you don't need, that you don't have something does not mean you don't deserve it. Say, I'm not unworthy of the good things of life. So, what I said yesterday was that you deserve good things does not mean you should leave God to pursue it. That we deserve good things does not imply that we are going to leave God to pursue the good things of life. I think this point I'm raising is actually very vital. I want two people from this side to pull from this side to try and expatiate what I just said. So you don't get me wrong. Yes, anybody? When you're done writing, pick the microphone and somebody should speak. Thank you. I'm waiting for you. You are not on what? Yes, you can go. Thank you.
Praise God.
Okay,
you said.
He said. Imagine.
Okay, let me summarize. Uh-huh. It doesn't mean that. Okay, what you're trying to say is that it's not because you want to get the good things of life. You know, you deserve the good things of life. Yes. So. But you don't leave God in pursuit of those good things of life.
Okay.
Like, you can still get them while serving God, but you don't make them your priority. Your priority is God. Then, but you also pursue, get those, work for those good things of life.
Thank you. Give somebody else. mother should please shed light on this. It's actually very vital. I beg you. Because you are young. Because you think I'm saying don't marry because of God. Don't do this. No. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Still relating it to what you said yesterday about time and chance happening to them all. As believers, whether we get the good things of life or we don't get the good things of life, we cannot allude it to the will of God. And we should go for it quite all right. We should work towards getting the good things of life. But we should not lose our... It should not be at the expense of knowing God, at the expense of serving God.
It should not be at the expense of serving God. Please give Abraham. Thank you, sir. It should not be at the expense of serving God. Pay attention. Yes, sir?
I mean, I said what I wanted to say, but also in line of contentment that we talked about yesterday, that we should be contented with what we have, and that contentment does not mean you should not go for more, but that don't lose God, don't lose your head in the process of going for more.
Okay, don't you lose your head in the process of going for more. Anybody from this side? Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes. So much, you have a go. Okay. Oh.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Actually, to pick from what they answered, Sha. And I think what you the topic yesterday, what you thought was that we should not place our priority on those things we acquired. Yes. Our happiness should not be based on them. We should get them, but like what Solomon got. As in all his acquire, what he acquired, his wealth and the wisdom and everything.
Yes.
He placed priority on them.
Priority on them.
And those things, he allowed them to, as in the pursuit that he was going after, he want to get to the end. And he placed his priority on them. So he used that one in place of God. He used it to replace God.
Yeah.
He didn't search for God again, but with wealth. And
God. Yes, that you're not searching for them. That doesn't mean you should look for 1,002. Amen. Don't say I can have 1,000 yet. I've not lived God. No. Yes. Any last person? Okay. Oh, sir. You want to say something? Awesome. Plenty emojis today. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are saying that we deserve good things. Doesn't mean we should allow God to pursue it for us. We should allow God to pursue the good things for us. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Now I understand. I want to throw more light on it. You're saying that we should allow grace to, let me say something like grace to follow us, that we should not kill ourselves looking for things.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Awesome. I see got it. Now, allowing grace does not mean we should not labor.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, so that grace part is
after working.
You work,
and
you expect the best.
Yeah.
Even if when the best is not coming, you work more.
Yeah.
But that the best did not come does not mean
you kill yourself.
I'm done. Thank you, sir. That is awesome. Please, okay. Say we celebrate you. I want to say, give him a round of applause. Amen. Glory to God. You want to speak? Okay. Oh, you're celebrating. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So don't forget that. Say I deserve the good things of life. I'm not scared of money. Okay? Don't forget that. Don't be scared. Don't be scared of good things. Don't be saying, I remember there was a time somebody close to me usually said that, there was that time that if you're in those states, you remember when this man in those states died, Governor Gagu, he died, and so they were trying to fly a scope from Lagos to those states. The plane crashed again. the plane continues. So someone now said, someone I was very, very, very close to, well, when I say, all these people that will be flying up and down, guys, that they will all be crashing. So it was now a month or month after, now going to tell us, me too, I'll be flying now, so I should crash. Amen. So, like, I mean, don't be envious of the rich. Don't see it like it's two things. Now, don't see it like you don't deserve it. And also, that you deserve it does not mean at all costs I will now abandon my Christ sanity in pursuit of these things. Are you with me? Praise God. So it's both ways. It's both ways. So get that middle line. I don't want to call it balance, but get it correctly. Praise God. So now let's go to Bible now. Galatians chapter 3. So remember where we stopped last time? I said when a man believes the gospel, still under our Jesus, it's part 8, right? I said when a man believes the gospel, he is superior to the law. Hallelujah. That means the day a man believes the gospel, he is already superior to the law. In fact, he can break free. He can say he's not doing it again. Galatians 3, 23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. 25. But after faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. 26. Want to go, guys? For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Read that to your neighbor. Read that to your neighbor. Want to go? Yes. For you are a child of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ are put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither what? Born nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. 29, want to go? And if you be Christ, then are you what? Abraham see, and heirs according to the promise. So, remember I told you that word heir is not used for us alone. That this place is not referring to just us that we have received the Spirit alone. Even them that are yet to receive the essence of the Spirit, they are also heirs of God. Please write this down. That heir, that's a Greek word, kleronomos, kleronomos. It means son that has an apportionment. 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 Pay attention. Today will be far, far deeper. Like someone who receives an allotted possession. Let's start today by looking at how this word is used. Please pay attention. If you focus on all this scripture today, you will get what I'm saying. It's our Jesus, it's thorough Bible study. Romans 4:13. Romans 4:13. For the promise that he should be the what? Heir of the world. Was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the what? Righteousness of faith. So, here, there, is this used for us or for them? Let me first ask again. Who are the us? Who are the them? Us are those of us that we have believed in the full gospel, right? We that we have received the Spirit. Who are the them? Men in the open. Say it clear. We have people that need to listen to what you want to say. Yes, who are the them? Men of faith in the Old Testament, like Abraham and the rest, okay? Now, we want to clearly, what is the difference between us and them, and what is the similarity, what is the middle ground, like what joins both of us together? So, this Romans 4:13, the word heir, is it used for us or for them there? For the promise that he should be the what? Heir of the world. For us or for them? That's for them now. Thank you. See verse 14, same thing. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise of no effect. Go to Romans 8:17. Romans 8:17. And if children, then what? Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be what? Glorified together. Talking about the human body. So heirs there refers to us or to them? To us, right? Galatians 3:29. Okay, leave that one for now. We have read that one. Go to Galatians 4:1. Now I say that the heir, as long that he is a child, that is in tandem with Galatians 3, which is the same thing. We're talking about those of the Old Testament. But verse 7. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So heir there refers to also to them, to us. But in verse 1, refers to us or to them. To them. Do you know the difference? What's the difference? The Spirit, right? We have received the Spirit, then they have not received the Spirit. Go to Titus 3:7. Don't forget this. Holy Ghost was not given to anybody in the Old Testament. The Holy Ghost was only given upon the what? Resurrection of Jesus. Upon the glorification. That was the full gospel. Okay, I said go to where? Titus 3:7. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heir according to the hope of eternal life. That is us, right? Hebrews 1:2. As in this last day spoken to us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Talking about Jesus. Go to Hebrews 6:17. just be looking at your Bible, be opening, you will understand. This is from a long journey. So don't say it's not for me, it's for you. Come on. So but if you pay attention, you will get what we are saying. Hebrews chapter what? 6:17. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the who? Heirs of promise. The immutability of the counsel confirmed it by an oath. Is that us or them? Read in context. He was talking about Abraham, right? Can you see Abraham there? Now, go to Hebrews 11 verse 7. Just two more. Come on, don't get tired. Hebrews 11 verse 7. By faith, Noah being what? Warned of God. It means he received a divine oracle. That is the same thing with Soleta. When he said Noah found, that's with Genesis 6 verse 7. When he said Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. It means Noah discovered grace in the eyes of the Lord, in the knowledge of God. We'll get to that later. So that is the same thing here, that he received a divine oracle. Everybody was doing wickedness, but Noah searched out for God and he found grace. Okay, so let's keep reading. Hebrews 11 verse 7, where everybody wants to go. By faith, Noah being one of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became what? Heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. So, is he an heir? So you can see that Galatians 3 was referring to both us and them. Are you with me? That means, if you believe the gospel, even in the Old Testament, you can say there is neither what? Jew nor Greek. That is the same reason Moses could marry someone that is not a Jew and nothing they happen. Are you with me? But those of them that are still under the law, if they try it, something will happen. Lastly, you can just write James 2 verse 5 down. Same thing. So it was used for both us and them. So please, let me say it again. Pay attention today. And permit me to just go a bit deeper today, okay? Don't say I'm not a pastor. What we discuss here today will be for you. 1 John 5:20. So just follow. If you just follow, read the scripture. When I say read. When it's time to write. When you don't understand, pay more attention or listen to somebody beside you. Or just give me a sign with your eyes that, Pastor, please recap. I will do that. It's for our comprehension. I'm not willing to run ahead of anybody. It's not just to make up messages. It's to drill truth down into you. 1 John 5 verse 20. And then when you are there, 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. Hallelujah. So the Son of God has given us an understanding. Now that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. So he said the Son of God has come and he has given us an understanding. So, like I said last time, the gospel is light that brings life. The gospel is the illumination that brings life. What is the gospel? The sufferings of Christ and the glory that follows in the scripture. The glory is the light that brings eternal life. Eternal life is in the gospel. You can quote scripture without preaching the gospel. Yes, the gospel is in the scriptures. The gospel has specific information as touching Jesus. Are you with me? What I call the gospel? Specific information as touching Jesus. That means there are some information in the Bible that cannot save. Don't forget that. That is why the Bible must be what? Interpreted. That's the duty of the ministry gift in the New Testament. If you don't get what we are saying, we have said, we have a lot of series, more than 40 of them that explain what I just said. Tracks. So try and lay your hands on them. Amen. Okay. So go to Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. Also, the word light must be interpreted in context. It's not everywhere you see the word light that you think is referring to the understanding of the scriptures. That it's referring to the illumination. You see Matthew 5, 14. How does anyone put it? You are the light of the world. A city set on an hill cannot be healed. Now, it's not saying you are the gospel of the world. See verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So the best way you can put that is that you are the bearer of that in Christ's understanding. That means you are the one that will share the gospel with the world. It's not saying your character will save anybody. It's the gospel in your mouth that saves the world. Amen. Praise God. Some people have said that, life, the thing now, what we should have right now is lifestyle gospel. That at times, some people will not be saved by our preaching. That they will only be saved by our what? Lifestyle. Your lifestyle can save nobody. I'm not saying we should live anyhow, but the gospel is not our lifestyle. The gospel is what Jesus has done for us. Amen? Say the gospel is what Jesus has done. Not lifestyle. Men will only improve their lifestyle upon believing the gospel. And even when you have improved, your message is still not myself. Sir. You know, just very terrible places. Especially plenty of them in Black Court. Sorry, I have to call them terrible. Because you now bring an ex-prostitute, bring her to church, say, come and tell us your life history. Come and tell us how you should do it before. Come and tell us, what are you looking for? Are you looking for gist? You want to hear gist? Amen. I am an ex-robber. In fact, I was the one that stole your car. In fact, I was the one that stole your resort. In fact, you smile in your eye. I stole. After that, I'm just waiting for you. Yeah. Thank you for the confession. Where is my. Amen. All those things, we are just trying to do drama ceremony. Teach the word and let them go. What are you looking? Which one is special? So there are some testimonies that should not be allowed in church. Amen. Some testimony, we just put some others under on every prayer. On every prayer. Give everybody the word. Let them go. Amen. That's a special number. I said, the sister, now come to her. Okay. A special number. Maybe that's what they come to church for. You can come here. I'll give you time. Amen. You have special number. Praise God. So, now let's continue. Now. Are you ready? Now, I'll take it gradually. Try and understand me. I may not finish, but I'll take it gradually. Sorry for your comprehension. So, what we call the gospel and the full gospel speaks of intensity of the light. Now, you can see that this light right now is not as bright as that light. What we call the gospel, like I'm trying to say, the gospel that Abraham believed, the difference between the gospel that Abraham believed and the gospel that we believed, both of them are light, but one is, let me say, full current. One is what? Low current. Just for your comprehension. Just understand me. You see what I'm saying? So we go to the Bible, we see it. Galatians 3 verse 8. I'm sure you have written this down. The gospel is a set of specific information about man's redemption. Ensure you have written that down. The gospel is a set of what? Specific information about who? Man's redemption. About man's redemption. Be specific. About man's redemption. I say open where? Thank you. Bless you. Verse 8, right? So, what is the gospel to Abraham, for instance? Please pay attention to this. If this is all you can get and we'll be done, it will be beneficial. And the scripture foreseen that what? God will justify the hidden true faith. What did he do? Preach before the gospel unto Abraham. What's the gospel? Saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. I'm coming to that. What is the gospel to Noah? Go to 1 Peter 3 verse 20. So the gospel to Abraham, actually, in context, you will even see, leave your family, leave your father, leave your mother. Go to a land that I will what? Show you. 1 Peter chapter what? Chapter what? Come on. 3 verse 20. 1 Peter 3:20. Are you there? Okay, what is the gospel to Noah? Let's read. Which sometimes were disobedience, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was in preparing, wherein few, that is a souls, were saved by what? Water. So, think about it. What is the difference between the information that Abraham had and the one that Noah had? Think about it. Of course, both are imperfect. But to Abraham, it looks like in your son shall what? The world be blessed. Now, let's first point out the imperfections in those information that can lead to confusion. Okay? Let's see the imperfections so I won't be confused. For instance, when the ghost to Abraham is saying, in you, in thee, in your seed, shall all the earth be blessed, they can interpret it as your son. Like that your son may be mistakenly taken for your biological son. That's number one. Secondly, the blessing may be mistaken for physical blessing. When he's saying, in your son shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, in fact, the blessing may be mistaken for what? For what? Physical blessings, right? And your son may be mistaken for your what? Biological son. Thank you. Thank you for getting that. What of Noah? He said, when eight souls are saved by what? By water. So that water, what are the imperfections that can come in from there? Who can give us? Right? That water may be mistaken for what? Water baptism. Then also, the salvation may be mistaken for safety from a physical danger. Because actually, what happened in the days of Noah, they were saved from what? From the flood, right? Thank you for getting that. Now, let's not stop there. Let's see Abel. Hebrews 11 verse 4. Abel. Hebrews 11 verse 4. Hebrews 11 verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being what? Dead, yet speaketh. Now, see the beginning again. The Bible say by his offering was justified? No. Say by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. So, which one came first? The sacrifice or the faith? So, faith precedes the offering. So, he was justified by faith, not by the offering. That means the confusion that can come from there was people may focus more on the offering. They will not see the faith. Let me wait for you. And you must not, that means Abel's offering was the voice of his faith. he must not legalize that voice of his faith for others. It was faith that justified him. E.g., the voice of the faith of Noah was that safety from the flood. Let me wait for you to get that. When you legalize your own means for people, it becomes idolatry. Idolatry. Amen. So, when you legalize your own means for people, it becomes idolatry. E.g., many Israelites later started offering animals without faith. Israelites later, they started offering animals without faith. What I'm saying since is that in the presence of faith, offering is unnecessary. Physical offering is what? Unnecessary. Let me wait for you. Amen, amen. See, I'm a man of God. Say, I deserve to know the scriptures. Say, I will know the scriptures. Say, I will not pull back. Hallelujah. Say, because I'm a man of God. Say, men of God, they study scripture. Hallelujah. Okay. So, where are we? What's the last thing you wrote down? In the presence of faith, what is unnecessary? Physical offering is unnecessary. Thank you. Go to Hebrews 11:13. So what I wrote is, having believed, your confession is enough. Whether Old Testament or what? New Testament. Having believed, your confession is enough. Your confession is just enough. Your confession is just enough. You get that? I won't believe. What is enough? Your confession. Say just enough. Just enough. Nothing more should be required. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, I say Hebrews 11:13. Let's read together. I want to go. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but what? Having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them. What did they do? And confess that they were what? Strangers and pilgrims on earth. So they what? They confessed. Us too. What did we do for salvation? Romans 10:10. For with the heart, man what? Believeth unto righteousness. And with the what? Mouth, confession is made unto salvation. 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This was a scripture from Moses. Are you with me? From Moses. So, same for us, same for them. So, confession should have replaced all those things. Confession is enough to replace the ark of Noah for salvation. Confession is enough to replace the offering of Abel for salvation. Confession is enough to replace all the sacrifices of Israel. Confession. Because what now happened is that, in fact, have you seen that even some people, some of the sons of Noah, they entered the ark, but they are not saved. They never believed. Are you with me? That means they were saved from the physical danger, but the essence, no, they were not saved from it. Amen. 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 So, don't forget, there is a proof of salvation. I mean, there is no proof of salvation, or there is no symbol for Christianity other than your confession. There is no proof of salvation, or there is no symbol for Christianity other than your what? Confession. There's none, no. Amen. Other than your confession, there is no proof of salvation or symbol of Christianity. Even in good works, we only mirror the Savior. How do you know a Christian? By what he says about salvation, about Christ. Cross is not a symbol of salvation. It's not a symbol of Christianity. Cross is not, the dove is not, sacrifice are not. Confession is enough. Confession was God ordained. Now, let me go deeper. Go back to Hebrews. Are you ready? Thank you. So, now, it was that confession part that they actually translated slash integrated to those plenty things. That means, whether Old Testament or New Testament, salvation happens where? In the as. Don't forget, I'm saying salvation carelessly. Like, let me say, the gospel is believed where? In the heart, right? That means salvation, of course. You know, I'm not talking about them receiving the Spirit. Spirit is only given upon what? Jesus' glorification, right? But whether old or new, where does man believe? In the heart. But to show you believe, in the New Testament, what is enough? Confession. But in the old, instead of just confessing, you now see what? Plenty drama. Are you getting that? E.g., go back to that Hebrews 11 verse. Yes, go back there. Let me show you something.
Before the world began, to be a righteousness, Jesus was ordained. Before the world began, to be a righteousness.
See that Hebrews 11:30 again. This all died in what? In faith. Having what? Look at the Bible. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were what? Strangers and pilgrims on earth. Verse 14, want to go? For they that say such thing declare plainly that they seek a country. This is the question. Why was that their confession? That they are seeking for a country. That would be because the gospel to them was that what? We are going somewhere. See verse 8. Hebrews 11 verse 8. Look at your Bible. Verse 8. By faith, what happened? Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Rush back to Genesis 12. So, why their confession was that they were pilgrims on earth was because the gospel to them was like what? We are going to a place. Amen. You get that? Okay. See Genesis 12. Now, verse 1. Now the Lord has spoken to Abraham. Of course, you know, that's already alphabet C and D integration. Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will what? Show thee. Verse 2. And I will make thy name, make thee of a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and cause them that cause thee, and in thee shall up. The families of the earth be blessed. So, we can see a journey. Ladies and gentlemen, let me ask this question. Initially, in Genesis 12, is Canaan there? Check now. Is Canaan there? No. Hmm. Remember when Lot was separated from Abraham, and Abraham asked again, where do you say I'm going? What did God say? Look to the left, look to the right, even look to where Lot went, as far as your eyes can see. So God gave him a land without borders. Not Canaan. But see something. See what happened. Hmm. Do you know Abraham actually got to Canaan? Hello? Where do you think he got to Canaan? When? Y'all say it. Anything you want to say, say it out. Let me hear you. When the other Isaac, right? Thank you. Hilary, when he believed, Abby? At least, we all know that when Abraham, at least when he first believed was Genesis 15 verse 6, right? And Abraham what? Believed God. And it was counted for him for righteousness. Let's see where he got to Canaan. Go to Genesis 13. 13. 13. Verse 12. 13, 12. Let's read together. I want to go. Abraham dwell in the what? Land of where? Canaan. And Lot dwell in the city of the plain and pitch his tent towards what? Sodom. So, God told him to live in Genesis 12. Chapter 13 is already in the physical Canaan. See the issue now? He has gotten to the physical Canaan already. In fact, he got there, Isaac did not show. Faith, he has not believed. Are you with me? He has not believed, Isaac has not shown nothing. Between 12 and 13, maybe even that same year, he got there. But, see the issue. Mm. Now, this Israel. Israel was now, that means Abraham, after getting to Canaan, he realized that Canaan was what was not what God was saying. He now started what? Interrogating again until Genesis 22, 21 and 22, when he saw the what? The day of Christ. And he now said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and he was glad. Now, there is now Israel in Egypt. They were now told to go to Canaan. See confusion. Only like Israel, no, later Jacob and his son, they moved to Egypt, right? They multiplied and then what started. So Israel was now in Egypt. The same thing that Abraham had, they had to go to Canaan. You know, they could have entered the Canaan of God without leaving Egypt. Because they should have led Abraham. That Abraham, even the sign of circumcision, he received in Genesis 17. Are you with me? He believed God in Genesis 15. Genesis 16 was when he had issues. He had Ishmael. 17. That was when God said, walk before me and be thou perfect. 18. That was when he was called a friend of God. When Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. It was 19 that he prayed for. 19 or 20 that he prayed for Abimelech. And that one is had children. It was now 20 that Isaac came. It was now 21, 22 that he was now on the road to Mount Moriah that he now discovered the what? Resurrection. See the journey. He now told somebody to discover resurrection. Now said, no, I must first go to Canaan. Are you with me? Praise God. This was why, see that Hebrews. Well, like I wrote in my note, I said they could have entered the Canaan of God without leaving Egypt, or they could have settled along the way, anywhere. Because where is man to go? He is talking about in Christ. Where is the city? Where is the Father's house? In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Where is the Father's house? In Christ. That was what Abraham saw. That was the gospel to him. But since they can't see that yet, back to Hebrews 11:13. The people of faith in those days, what did they see? 11:13. What's the last sentence there? Check your Bible. This is Bible study. Come on. They confessed that what? They were strangers or and what? Pilgrims. That means they never confessed that they are in Canaan. That means they confessed that where we are going is somewhere unseen. Are you with me? That means their confession was not that physical land. Amen, amen. Say in Christ. Say in Christ. That is the best way they can define that. Let's continue. What is faith again? Substance of what? Things hoped for. Evidence of things that we have not yet seen. So since we have not yet seen it, they just call them pilgrims on this side. That means we are going somewhere that we cannot see. Substance of things hoped for. Their confession. Evidence of things not seen. Go to Hebrews 10, 37. What are the what is the thing hope for? He's there. Don't if you collapse that chapter 10 and 11, if you match them together, see chapter 10. I love you more when you read your Bible. I mean, when you look at your Bible, I beg you, look at it. 10, 37. Wait, let's wait for everybody. Everybody should be there. Come on. Hebrews 10, 37. Thank you. Want to go? Let's read. For yet a little while, he that shall come, and will not tarry. Who will come? Jesus. And will not what? Tarry. So when he says faith is substance of chapter 11 now, verse 1. Don't forget, when it's written, no chapters and verses. Faith is now the substance of what? Things hope for. What are they hoping for? Jesus, right? Who must not tarry? Jesus, right? So evidence of the Christ we have not seen. Therefore, when Israel later, imagine, after the, you are told to believe the gospel, you are going to a land. Some of you, they died for nothing in the wilderness. Shed your blood 40 years. 40 years in unbelief. 40 years. Trying to look for a physical land. If they are just read well about Abraham, they will see that Abraham was not even called a man of faith because of any physical Canaan. Are you with me? Because he got to the physical Canaan, he heard the divine oracle in Genesis 12, he got to Canaan, Genesis 13, yet nothing, no show. Amen, amen. So this was now, instead of them to just try to read well, that is why it has always been about read well, listening properly. Read it well. Don't be hasty. If they are pay attention, they will understand that, no, guys, where are we going? Amen, amen. Because Hebrews 4 verse 7. If they had listened to Abraham well, they would have avoided that waste of time. See Hebrews 4 verse 7. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in who? In David. In David, right? Now, David lived how many years? Years after they already were in the promised land, in quotes. So imagine, after over close to 1,000 years, when they stood their dear, David now said again, today, if you will hear his voice, adding not your heart. Read verse 8, put Joshua, they want to go. For if Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? That means Joshua took them to the physical Canaan. He now said, if truly Joshua, what Joshua gave them was what God was saying, then David, years after, will not again have spoken of another day. That means all those years is what? Waste of time. Wastage. When they are saying today that we are the physical Israelite, there is no covenant like that. Why do we have physical Israelite integration? I mean, why do we hear it like we are going to a physical place? Integration. That was not the letter A. That was not the promise of God. Amen. Amen. Come on. So, E.G., go to that Psalm 95 where this was said. Psalm 95. Let me know when your head is getting out. I know it's still cool. Psalm 95. Say this Bible study. This is what church is meant for, okay? That's just what it's meant for. Psalm 95, thank you. Verse 7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, in the day of the temptation, in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, and proved me, and saw my work 40 years, long was I grieved with the generation, and said, it is a people that do err where? In their hearts, right? That's unbelief. And they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter my rest. So, if the rest is Canaan, David will not say this again. I just love that writer of Hebrews. Very good guy. Whoever he is, awesome. Somebody. Say Christ is the destination for man. Today, some people say, the nation Israel, nobody can overcome them. No, that is what, maybe on Sunday, I'll teach that thing. Meat. Just fabu. No, it's called fabu. Just unproved information. How many of them did Hitler killed in the Second World War? Over 6 million of them. And you say, Israel, they have a special community. They cannot die like that. 6 million of them. 6 million. What did Nebuchadnezzar do to them? Carried all of them captive. Even Merodach. All of them. You know it's in the Bible. Even Merodach. You knew the full name. Fact, tell us the full name. You don't know why I found him, Abby. I told you that I found him in a deep place. What we argue before on Facebook under 2014 is the book of Baruch. That's what we are contesting. All those book of Baruch, those hidden books in the Bible. Hey. Say thank God for his life. Amen. So what I was saying is, different people have, in fact, if you check what the land, so-called land gave, that the land that God gave Joshua, read very well and you put it on the map, you see that the whole of some of, a part of Saudi should belong to Israel, a part of Iran should belong to Israel, a part of Iraq, Afghanistan, all those things should belong to them. And they claim that we are God's people. God's people is in Christ. You got it wrong. Amen. They are children of the covenant. Which covenant? Amen. Praise God. So God was speaking about something spiritual, they interpreted for physical. Think about it. Why will Jacob was dying? He said, when you leave here, take my bones. He was saying something beyond physical. Moses himself, did he follow them to enter the land? Well, he was already in Christ. Hebrews 11, 20. No, 11 verse 5. Don't get tired. This is Bible study. Amen. Glory to God. Let's read 11 verse 5 together. One, two, go, guys. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So, what confusion can arise from that? People can think that a sudden disappearance, such as rapture, is salvation. Or such as how Elijah went up, that is the salvation. No. Rapture is a proof of salvation. Not salvation. What is salvation? Salvation is the fact that I have believed in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. What will happen for saints that are alive when Christ returns is called rapture, yes, or glorification. That one is not the salvation. If you believe the gospel today, you are saved today. And the gospel, and the scripture is not trying to testify about rapture. It was testifying about salvation. So what Enoch showed you, he just picked that one as his own confession. You get that? Have I said there's no rapture? Huh? But is rapture salvation? No. What is rapture? A proof. And it will happen to all that has believed that are around. That is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. You can read that when you get to 1 Thessalonians 4, 16, downwards. If you don't understand what I just said, you will get it from there. Hebrews 11, 20. Look at the Bible. Don't get tired. Come on. Stay up more than 30 minutes. I'm done. Hebrews 11, 30, 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning what? Things to come. Look at 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the son of Joseph and worship, leaning upon the top of his staff. This is what he's saying. The things that you are seeing were not made by the things that appear. That means all of them, although they did different things, but it's because of the Christ that they saw. But the result, died sundry times, diverse manner. Are you with me? What they demonstrated different things, but it's because of a central message. That central message or that central essence is not yet seen. Substance of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen, rather. See 22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, mentioned of the departing of the Israel, children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. Now, think about it. Let me ask again. How did Isaac demonstrate faith? Look at verse 20. It's there. Bless what? So that means when he was saying to Jacob and Esau, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Are you with me? Remember that? That was Isaac's own way of confessing, right? Look, who is the next person? Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed his son, he leaning upon his staff. Now, this is what I'm asking. These confessions now, this one's confession, are they close to Abrahamic confession? Are they close? So this one's too, they are light, but they are low currents. Are you getting where I'm going? That means everything is gospel, but there is class. That is why we are not. That is why most of these people they are not. Jacob too. Of all the things, plenty they did. Perhaps not call that on faith, but they are able to see one here when he gave commandment concerning his bones. So say that one is faith. How can I use that one now to preach today? Imagine if all I have to preach the gospel is the life of Jacob. Amen. Amen. Therefore, when you bless a man leaning on your staff, Abi, I don't understand how you will put it. Now, get this right. Now, these people now, are they refusing God in their knowledge? Huh? Are they? No. But they are what? They died on the road to discovery. they are different. Have they gotten to the destination? No. But they died on the road to discovery, because your confession is a function of what you have what believed. Don't forget that. Don't forget. He's trying to come on Sunday. I want to teach something about meat. Baboos. Too much. We are covenant people. We are covenant partners with God. Somebody say, if you want to enter into covenant partner with this ministry, covenant partner. No, covenant. Don't shed your blood. Don't say what you cannot do. Yes, covenant partner. You are in Christ. You are a son of God. Simple is enough. If you have money, drop. If you don't have money, go. The day there's no money for fuel, what are we going to do? We clap and we preach. Bring the lantern. Check your book. Right? Phone touch. Amen. Let's read the rest. Hebrews 11. Verse 23 now. By faith, Moses, now, when he was born, was he 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. That's a very low current, very low. And you compare to the resurrection of Christ, that's very low. See verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Extremely low current. 25. Choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. It's still low. 26. Extreme the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect on the recompense of the reward. Verse 27. By faith he forsook where? Egypt, not fearing the king's wrath, for he endured as what? Seeing him who is invisible. He has not seen him, more as seen him, seemingly. As seen him. Thank you. 28. Through faith he kept the word Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that what destroy the firstborn should touch them. It was Moses that kept that Passover, not them. They all just did. They just did follow. They just ate. They just ate everything. Say faith is of the heart. Most of those guys now, they ate. They didn't believe. They didn't know why Moses is saying what he's saying. Moses said, "Take the first." Take, you know, if you take a lamp without blemish, the first one, he was seeing something. But then they didn't see it. They just ate and they thought they were delivered, not knowing that they had missed the essence. Thank you. See verse 29, same thing here. By faith, what? They passed through the Red Sea as dry land. Look at your Bible. Which the Egyptians are saying to do while drowned. It was by the faith of Moses too that they passed through the Red Sea. Not their own faith. Are you with me? Thank you. So all these ones, they are to the credit of Moses. They just benefited by faith, just like you, just like saying that everybody that ate the fish and bread of Jesus in John 6, that all of them were born again. Are you with me? But later you saw that all of them, they are what? They are chronic unbelievers. 20:30. By faith, what happened? The wall of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about how many days? 7 days. So 7 days around the mountain. Wall came down, say by faith, say very low current, say very low, very, compared to the full gospel. Are you with me? These things are gospels now in their ages. Thank you. Where are we? 31. By faith, the allot Rahab, hallelujah, say glory, perish not with them that believe not. Imagine when she had what received this fight with peace. That's not even a current. That is just that's just a spark. But she actually lied. Are those people with you? Rahab, is it, are they with you? No, I've not seen them. Are you sure you don't have a new customer? No customer here. Okay. We didn't even know if she did something with them. I said we didn't know. So, Abinadab, you know his name. Say, oh God. God. Amen. Praise God. And yeah, they call it faith. So, how can that be full gospel? Amen. That is just, I didn't know the light, like, you know, tiny light. No, those insects that brings light at light. But all that shows that they are on a journey of faith. They are not in rebellion. But what they have believed, that thing that they believe, is not enough for what? Or let me say salvation. Let me use that word for that, to receive the Spirit, in quotes. Pay attention. Don't worry. I will shorten the rest. But don't trip off. Just give me the next 30 minutes. And we all go with a better light. 32. Let's read one together. What shall I say? What much shall I say more? For time will fail me of woe. Gideon. And what? Barak. And who's the next guy? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Now you have to use a binocular to see the light. You have to use microscope. I say, it's true. Small light is there. But how do you prove it? We use, when I was in children's church in those days, they use him as the example of a bad Christian, somebody you should not follow. Thank you. And what? Wake up in Abraham's bosom. How can you stand? Amen. How can you just be standing up from the bed of adultery and you went, pull up a city gate, carried it on your shoulder, climb a mountain, and you drop it there? How can I use that to preach anything to you now? Would I say, brethren, anything you have done, the power of God will work. Amen. It's just so. Is it when you want to die? You say, God, let me die with my enemy. No gospel. No. Light. Light is like a reflection. Small light is there. Please. Are you with me? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's keep reading. Samson, Jephthah, of David, of Samuel. Maybe they forgot Solomon. Something happened. Oh, the guy wants to write Solomon. Say, this one. The light is so small. It's negligible. Let's leave the light. Hallelujah. And of the prophets, who through faith, what they do? Subdue kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtain promises, stop the mouth of lions, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, Shiramika and Begnigo, out of the weakness who are made strong, wax valiant in flight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens, women receive their death raised to life again, others who are tortured, not accepting deliverance, but that they may receive a better resurrection, others had a trial of quail, mocking, and scourging, yet moreover of bonds and imprisonment, they were stoned, they were sun asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Let me stop there. I skipped a man intentionally. Let's now go back there. Abraham. 11 verse 8. You have seen all manner of currents now. Let's now see one man. 11 verse 8. Once again, let's read. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange land, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. For he looked for a city. Say, look. That means he was searching. Do you know, at the end of the day, he didn't even have Isaac in Canaan. It was after he went somewhere, there was famine in Canaan. He went somewhere, that person took his wife, took his wife, and one angel came to one hour and said, you are a dead man. Took his wife, Abby. He did that before, now he's doing it again. Okay, guys. And Bible said, okay, go and pray, Abraham, go and pray for because dad, after the man took his wife or everything in Abraham's, in Abimelech's house, they refused to give birth again. So we don't know how long that was. Like, that means all the cattle, everything, even cattle, they refuse to give birth. Then Abraham prayed for them. And the next verse, Bible just said, and Lord, remember Sarah. That means it was even unlikely to be in Canaan when what? Isaac came. Let me say this. Most of these Jews, for them to know God, they really have to drop down their Jewish citizenship. Selah. Leave that. Where are we? That means until they stop focusing on the physical, you will not see the essence. Amen, amen. Verse, where are we? 10. For he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Not Canaan. He is looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Now see, 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when he was past age, because he judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, if as many as the stars of the sky, innumerable in multitude, and as he was sand that is by the seashore, innumerable. 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were all strangers in pilgrimage, on earth. 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. 15. And if truly they are the what? Mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have opportunity to have return. That's key. 16. But now they desire a better country, that is and what? Heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. Glory to God, for he had prepared for them a city. Say in Christ. He was not done with Abraham. 17. By faith, because Abraham, he kept discovering. By faith, Abraham, he kept coming for teaching meeting, something like that. Abraham, when he was tried, offered up what? Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Are you with me? That means he was not only on a journey of faith, he proceeded. 18. Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Ladies and gentlemen, 19. 1, 2, go. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from where he received him in a figure. Hallelujah. Who among all of them said this? Hallelujah. Now you understand why that place was called Abraham's bosom. He was a shaman. Hallelujah. He was a shaman. Quickly, Romans 4. See the rest there. Romans 4. Let's read from verse 17 together. Romans 4 from 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who was quickening the dead and calling those things which be not as though they were. That was Abraham that was calling the things which be not as though they were. It's not God that called things be not as though they were. It's Abraham, it's man that does that. Amen. So as touching your healing, you are the one to call the things which be not as though they were. See 18. Who against what? Hope, believed in hope that he might become the what? Father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Verse 19, want to go, guys? Come on, read again. Yes, sirs. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Strong in faith, giving glory to God. 21. And being what? Fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform, and therefore it was what? Imputed for him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. 24. Want to go? But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Say resurrection. Say resurrection is the light of all lights. So that's the full current. So it was not just one act of faith accorded to Abraham. Plenty. And he got to the end of the faith journey. Even here on that. This is now my question. The people that did not get to the end of the faith journey on that, what will happen to them after they died? Don't forget, they did not die in rebellion. Hope now you have understood unbelief very well. Unbelief is what? I am running away from God. That means unbelief, the rot, what we call hell, the rot of sin, you have to create it yourself. You must run. You must, he that believeth not shall be damned. It's your own making, it's your own effort. You must egg on, you must exercise some effort. You must run. Are you with me? Should we enter that today or should we just leave it to tomorrow? Huh? Tomorrow, let me see your hands up. Census. Today, let me see your hand. All of you are in the brown bosom. Choir, what does choir want? Today, after so long a time, if you hear his voice, adding not your heart. Choir, adding not your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm in God's destination. Say, I'm in Christ. Before we close, see this. Go to Hebrews 11. 39. Now, I am not saying Abraham received the promised spirit in the Old Testament. I am saying he got to the end of revelation, of discovery. That means now, I have discovered what gives the spirit, which is the what? Resurrection of Christ. He discovered it. You cannot receive the spirit without discovering that fact. That is why pay attention. Learn to ask your friends, what did they believe as salvation? It will be sad that Christ will come and a lot of people in church will not be there. Now, that thing I call journey of faith, right? Is a big stuff, is a big part of cracking the book of Revelation. I'll share with you later. Because, for instance, if you are in church, think of this. If you are in church, your mind is not in rebellion against God, you have only discovered Jesus as your healer, as your provider, as your book provider, as your financier, but you have not believed the full gospel. Here's the question. Are you in rebellion? Huh? Well, have you attained what gift? In fact, do you have the spirit? Huh? Why not? You have not believed, you have not understood, you have not believed what gives the spirit. So, when the saints will be taken off, what will happen to those? That will crack open a lot of things in Revelation for you. About left behind some stuff. Please just keep it that way, okay? Praise God. Keep it for our Jesus next series, not this series anyway. It can be even next series. Amen, amen. Because for you to enter, let me use the word, for you to be glorified, you must have received the Spirit. And to receive the Spirit, you must get to the what? End of Revelation, which is to know that Jesus died for me, is risen from the dead for me, and therefore I have the Spirit of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people, they will come for, you have come out for over 1,000 altar calls. Yes, they are yet to be saved. Why? Because remember where we started from? The gospel is a specific set of information about man's redemption. specific. Hallelujah. So all this, there are plenty integration. So what do you think was happening from Genesis 12 to Genesis 22? Come on, somebody. Yes, since I've used integration, what should you use now? Come on, now help me. The message he received in Genesis 12 alone was an integration. So between Genesis 12 to Genesis 22, what was he doing? Huh? What is the opposite of integration? That means he was now narrowing it down. That means it was every year it was taking off the what? Taking off your ministries, taking off resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me? Say, I'm in God's destination. Say, I give myself. Say, I commit myself to the full gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I don't spare men of the details of the full gospel. That is when you see them preaching money in the name of Jesus, act their life. Are you with me? Don't shy away. When you see them preaching, using healing to replace salvation. I'm not saying God does not heal. I'm not saying we don't heal. Are you with me? That's what I'm saying. But when, that means after you have done healing line, you have prayed for them, they got healed, what should follow? Now sit them down. You know, a lot of people, they are in church today because they got healed in the crusade. They will think the gospel is that Jesus is my healer. Jesus heals us. He just heals us. Part of his goodness. That is character. That is not salvation. Hallelujah. Yeah. Salvation is not that I received a miracle. No, it's not. It's not that I'm coming to church. It's a specific set of information that man must believe. Give yourself to the full gospel. Save your friend from eternal shame. All the labor a lot of people have done in church without the spirit will be shameful. Will be shameful. When you have nothing. Because you have not even attained the foundation. So you are building upon what? Everything you are building is upon what? Because Pastor Michael, I wanted to say that I said that they just some choir, they're just singing one day, singing. So, and the choir director, the editor of God, just said, guys, all this is something you were singing, self. Do you truly believe this thing? Did you just self? Did he even rise from the dead? And he said, Simon, don't say it, don't say it, don't mess up. He didn't believe it. And yes, he's singing, heroes, heroes. Amen. Praise God. And like I told you, when you are giving yourself to symbols, you will miss the essence. See plenty Catholics. Easter. What will you see? Cross everywhere. How many have you seen empty tomb everywhere? Hallelujah. Palm tree. Save your friends from eternal shame. Be committed to the what? To the full gospel. Exactly, bro. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yes. What's the full gospel again? The details of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus for sins. This is what saves a man from hell. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Go down to your neighbor and just let us pray about this gospel. Let us pray that in the name of Jesus, we take this thing far. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. We've got the gospel.